two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Welcome one and all to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Good afternoon.
I call this meeting to order. What a show we have for you today. We're going to go off. There's so much to talk about. We're going to chat with Gus Wallen about the cricket. And, of course, Men's Health Week, which it is.
He's got great things going on with Men's Health Week, and I think if there's anyone to talk to, let's bring it to attention.
Yes.
I like the cut of his jib as well. I've got a lot of news,
entertainment news. Is there some Logie stuff in there?
There is Logie stuff.
Are we still going?
We're still going to the Logies. We're presenting award.
I'm not returning the calls of Logies producers who are ringing me at the
That's all right. Don't worry.
I've gone silent.
I've got your back, buddy. It's all
good
right.
Good on you.
We'll be
Charlie
fine.
Pickering's on the show.
Excellent
coming
news.
Coming off another hot edition.
Charlie's just moved into a new house and he's got a preposterous request and a dilemma. And I think
could I put it to you? It's a very Charlie idea.
It's a very Charlie idea.
If that's not
there's a running theme to Charlie's problems at the moment. We'll talk about that. Hey, you are still up there in the running. It's officially open today. The Take 5 Radio Hunk. I am leading the charge.
Honestly, it's like...
It's embarrassing that we even have to fight for it because you're going to win hands down.
If all things even, a landslide.
Well, it will be a landslide.
Absolute landslide. We're like voting for Kim Jong-un.
Not everybody thinks the same way. We've got a little will of...
Guess what? Chick flick alert. I'm bringing it back. I need to let you know, guys, there's some stuff out there you need to avoid at all costs.
Good.
It's floating around.
And
this
definitely
is a community service announcement. Well,
why not?
We might take calls on this.
And I've got some big news. Big news about who's
You're
on
pregnant?
The show. No. God, that would be a miracle. God, trust me. I keep saying if I'm pregnant, it would be a current affairs story. It's a miracle.
Octomum.
Yeah, correct. Right. I've got a great guest I'm going to announce tomorrow, who's coming in live to the studio.
Well, it's not Christopher Atkins again, I hope.
Yes.
Well, that was embarrassing.
That was not embarrassing. I've had a lot of feedback on
Can
that.
Can I have a guess?
I wonder who it is.
Can I have a guess? I'm going to say...
No, you've got no idea, so don't guess. Don't spoil
one
it.
Of the Snowtown Killers.
No, not one. Why would I want to speak to one of the Snowtown Killers?
This is the first thing that's
you would.
To mind.
You would like to do that. It's someone huge. And
What genre?
Music.
Oh, really?
Part of our lives of music that's going to blow your mind.
International?
Air Supply.
International.
What?
International.
If it was Air Supply, I'd be just as excited. You know I love Air Supply.
Bruce Springsteen's got a new record coming out this weekend.
Bruce won't fly to Australia.
What do you mean? They're in the studio?
No, it's too far away, Bruce.
Are they coming in?
What do you mean? It makes Bruce sound like an idiot.
I'm not. He's just too far for him to come. He doesn't need to come to Australia. We'll go
I'll
and see
ask him.
Him
and he'll come.
Anyway, you'll be so thrilled because I am.
I know who it is.
Well, you wait. Hey. You're going to die. Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, I've got were you planning on going to Uganda? Is that
totally yes, right? I am. I'm going to Uganda with my son, one of my sons, to go to see the mountain gorillas.
Now, and didn't you say the other day you came in, you got all your shots, what did you get, yellow fever?
Typhoid. And hep A.
Yeah. Mm. Just out of interest, did you get anything for Ebola?
Is that coming
Why?
Back?
It's in Uganda.
No.
Ebola? It's the front page of the
That's
paper.
That's the worst one you can get, too,
oh,
isn't
man.
It?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Ebola.
No,
and
really?
Trust me, you'll get it.
What happens if you get Ebola?
You'll get it duty free.
What does it do?
I think Ebola, now let me get this straight. I'm pretty sure it's the one where the blood seeps through your skin and comes out. So it seeps through your eyeballs and it seeps through your skin.
Can Botox fix that?
You just start. It's just you need more
no!
Botox.
Ebola sounds terrible.
You just start bleeding through all your pores.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
a virus that causes severe bleeding, organ failure, and can lead to death.
Don't tell me that.
Your organs are only just hanging in there anyway.
They are.
Some kidneys and some liver.
Might get a kickstart. My liver could do
Mate,
a little.
I say to you,
you're not...
this could be one of the great family trips of all time. You go to...
Max and I get an Ebola. Mm. No. You know what?
No, but okay, best case.
I've heard that Uganda has a very good system now and operation in case Ebola does.
And I'm EDM in. Who, by the way, is my favourite
dictator. We know that.
When EDM in, Pol Pot, Ceausescu. I think in order they were the best.
Well, now you've really worried me. I was really on top of things. The other thing I've been worried about is being kidnapped. And I'd say, pay the ransom, will you? Because I'm going to direct them to you.
It can be
spread. You're loaded. It'll cost millions. Don't you dare,
listen,
Dave.
Fellas, no can
if they
do.
Call
I tell you what I am prepared to offer. I've got a cart and a brick lane.
Yeah.
I've got.
What to the Ugandan government, who've kidnapped me?
You never take their first offer. You wait till you get a thumb.
No,
you wait till you get like a finger or something, and that's when you go.
Yeah.
Once you got the finger in the mail, you go, okay, I think we're at there.
You know what? If that's the way I go, that's the way I go. I don't fear death.
It can be spread by animal or insect bites or by touching a contaminated surface, such as a blanket or a doorknob.
You're gone.
Oh, that's pretty
Or a gorilla.
Easy to be done.
Or a doorknob, it says.
Doorknob.
Well, you know, I take my wipes into any hotel room, so I'm safe there. So
what about a bottle opener? Can it be transferred? But here's the trouble for you. So, okay, let's say best case
scenario. You're very disrespectful towards me.
Best case scenario, say
what?
You dodge the bullet and you come back to us whole
in one
and sane.
Yeah.
You're still going to get the worst treatment ever going to and from Uganda. So you're going to get that survey on the plane that says, hi. Have you in the last 3 months been to one of the following places?
Oh. Yeah.
Uganda?
Yeah.
And they're going to put you in a different queue.
I'm going to be a woman in the bubble.
And those guys in the radiation suits are going to be poking you with big sticks and you're cooked.
Oh, well, I'll have to do the show from Infectious Diseases Hospital.
It'll be good for the show if you've got Ebola.
Good story.
I'll do anything for this show.
Make Take 5 magazine too.
Well, I am aiming. I've told you now my big aim.
Have you done enough?
Take 5 cover. See, all the other covers can go and get stuffed because now I'm really want to be amongst the crosswords in the middle in a cardigan.
I tell you what, if I don't win this hunkiest radio DJ,
it'll
be because of Russian involvement.
Oh, yeah.
In their meddling.
There'll be meddling involved for sure.
All right, we're up and running. Oh, when we come back, there's a few things to wade through.
Ebola. Yeah. I thought that was gone.
Can you put a mask on now?
Oh, my God.
Let's do the show in those masks.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up, we've got a chick flick alert. We've also got Charlie Pickering. Big Thursday show ahead. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Furore. Created on the show yesterday with a very uppity guest, I think, Denise Scott.
I don't think that's how I would describe Denise at all.
It's difficult.
No, she's
high
not.
High maintenance, scattered, slightly older.
No, she doesn't. No, I think that's disrespectful. She's someone who is very experienced, used to be a clown. That's how she met her husband.
Yeah.
Men clowning.
That's fascinating.
Anyway, she told us
some underpant modelling at the age of 6.
She did. Mm. And also has been recently on Dancing with the Stars and slayed it.
Wasn't great, but she was okay.
She was really good very difficult. I wouldn't do that in a million years, by the way. So
what would your dance be?
What would my dance be? My dance would be the Nutbush. Yesterday we made a talking point on Studio 10.
We asked them what a bunch of nutbags. We said it's a nutty show. Do you all get on? I said, I bet you. Oh, we got it here.
Yeah, have a listen.
Okay, have a listen.
Do you guys chat to each other during the ad breaks or do you sit there in silence, like quietly?
Most people are on their phones doing Twitter.
Well, that's rude.
Okay, so Ange Bishop, who's on the show, was listening and she brought it up on Studio 10 Denise had said that they're on their phones.
Okay.
And this is what happened.
Yesterday afternoon, I was listening to Kennedy Malloy on the way home and our very own Denise Scott was on, spilling secrets about what goes on in the commercial breaks at Studio 10.
What?
And she was asked by Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, so what goes on during the commercial breaks? Do the other hosts talk to you at all during the commercial breaks? And she said, no, they're all on their phones. They totally ignore me.
Well, it's true.
Yes.
Denise and I are the only ones that aren't glued to this thing.
We don't ignore Scotty.
You do.
We're tweeting about the show and we're Instagramming and Facebooking and tweeting.
You two text each other. You're sitting here and you text Joe. You did that yesterday.
It's the only way to get his attention.
I'm just checking my mentions.
I'm researching. I'm doing work.
And Joe's having fights on Twitter with people.
Denise, I'm with you.
But don't dob on us on national radio programs in the future.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Don't ignore Denise.
She's going to cop a very, very stern text from me.
I'm
just going to call up Fitzy.
Touched a nerve.
Mm. It did touch a nerve. Now, it's an interesting point because...
No chemistry.
Well, Kerri-Anne was saying that she thinks, you know, you've got to start talking to each other. What are you doing texting? Right. So Sarah and Ange texting each other across the... across the desk.
Mm. In the meantime, not talking to anyone else. Mm. It's like a sad when you go, there's a five, we've got a 5 minute desert to wander through here till we have to turn it back on.
Is that what you're talking about, our show? Are you describing how we, well, I mean, you know.
No,
you don't know how to use your phone.
I look forward to the songs on the show. I really do. Because that's a chance to really connect.
Really? Between you and I.
Oh, this is what happens. Either this show, you wander off to the kitchen.
You do.
Not really.
You pour yourself a glass.
I don't.
You're the first one out of it.
What?
At the hour mark.
Yeah, I go to the toilet.
You run away.
I check in with home and I go to the toilet.
I have to entertain our incoming guests as always.
Oh,
after
sorry
the hour.
For you to be social.
You do a runner and leave everyone else to clean up after you.
Well, what are you, 12?
It's just like, you know, it's like Diana Ross.
Well,
it'd be like, you know, costume change, couple of costume changes.
Sometimes the guests coming in, I brush my hair, I put some lippy on, I check in with home to make sure everything's all right.
Yeah.
Do you want to bang on about Kevin Peterson one more time? Well, you've done it enough.
I don't mind it.
Mm-mm. Why don't you switch then back to Chris Atkins?
Well, that was pretty embarrassing too.
Was not. Because I did it in the spirit
Dr.
that it was
Chris
meant
Brown,
to be.
That got up there.
No, Chris Brown and I are friends.
It was really hot.
As if.
Right.
It's not. I won't have you say that anymore.
You crying all over the women's magazines on Monday. You come in, there were three Chris Brown stories. You were harumphing around the place.
I'm not crying. I'm going to the wedding. Are you going to the wedding?
Oh, are you going to the wedding?
Have I spoilt something?
Whoa.
What wedding?
Oh, no.
Chris
don't
Brown's
worry.
Wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, Jane. Bombshell.
Wow.
Who's you guys, I'm just
who's
checking.
Which magazine have you been reading?
I'm just checking that you're actually listening to me. Hmm. All right. Anyway, that's Studio 10.
What have we started on?
We started on Studio 10.
Studio 10. What do we do with that lot?
What do you mean with that lot? Well, I'm just mentioning it. You don't have to say anything, that, especially if it's going to be rude.
I would say.
Be respectful, please.
Axe it, holus, bolus.
I beg your pardon?
And axe the lot.
Why?
Get rid of it.
What are you talking
and
about?
And bring back aerobics or stuff. It's had mini tramps. It had some. And it was good for you.
You really loved that show.
It was good for you. It was. I used to like it. I used to get embarrassed when people come into the room and I was watching it on my own. What? I wasn't doing anything. I was just watching, thinking about getting fit.
What you would dream of? Are they your dream girls, really?
There's just something about that.
What? A girl in
Lycra? Of the Lycra.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're about to. No, we'll do it on the other side of this song, but there's a big story involving Nike and plus-size mannequins that will be handled in
with
very sensitive fashion.
All right.
Will be by me.
No doubt. Coming up next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Well, that's arguable. This could be more important than that.
Oh, really?
Yes, we see this.
This what's happening?
Well, listen up, Dave,
and
show some sensitivity.
Okay. It may be entertaining for some, what I'm about to talk about, but not for others.
For others, so just everyone be respectful.
The word I'm going to use here is fat phobia. Have you heard about that? Well, it's fat phobia is actually a term used. It implies that fat people should strive to be thin, but ridiculing them for having a go. And
having
trying.
A crack.
Yeah. So it's a lose-lose situation for people who are overweight.
Creating a beautiful gym and saying, come down here, but on all the advertising for your gym, you just put hot people.
Fat.
So why would a fatty boomba go and try and...
So the frustration
get up a sweat.
Yeah. If you're overweight and you want to try and get thin, you've got no hope,
have you?
Well, Nike have tried to change this.
What are Nike up to?
Their
motives are always pure, by the way. I'm sure whatever they're doing is for the right reasons.
Of course
not, because there's a buck in it.
In their Oxford Street store in London, they've introduced plus-size mannequins in Lycra and crop tops. And it's caused a little bit of a brouhaha because people are... Are you giggling? What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Go on. Move on.
Well, people who are a little cruel are suggesting that fatty boombas shouldn't be wearing Lycra and jiggling around and trying to get fit.
I reckon there's a point at which you should get to wear Lycra as a reward.
Well, what do you wear instead? What do you wear?
Hey, I'm not just talking about women. Please don't.
I know. I'm not talking about women either.
I see those idiots riding bikes to work, those big fat businessmen.
Yep.
And I go, dude, not ready for Lycra.
No.
Get out of the Lycra.
Put on tracksuit pants.
Whatever awards. So the
well,
biggest.
Why is that? Come on, Dave.
I just think you should also wear shorts over your Lycra as well, particularly for the blokes. Well, you don't need to see the moose knuckle.
I don't want to see that blobby bit.
Don't ever say moose knuckle.
I beg your pardon.
Again.
I know. Sorry.
But
about
you know
that.
What I mean? Like, Lycra should come in size 10 tops. So you go, oh, you want to wear a Lycra? Here
ooh,
it is.
Now yeah. You'll have a lot of hackles
but
going on back
reward,
of neck.
Jane.
Size 10.
It's a journey.
Size 10 is very, very small. See, you can't.
It's
you're
tiny.
Choking yourself.
I'm choked up now.
Can we go up a few sizes
can I say,
of the allowance
can
of
I,
wearing Lycra?
Can I speak up?
Sorry, is that a Country Road 10? Because that's, in fact,
an American
that's
10,
a 14.
That's a 14. Yeah, and taking into account their wonky mirrors make you look a little skinnier than you are.
Hey, I'm up for that.
Can I say something?
What?
You know, as a guy, I'm going to speak about all guys. We're like perving on mannequins.
On mannequins?
You walk past, you see a mannequin and
what's
you go,
what's wrong with you?
Nice.
You don't perv on a mannequin.
Nice perv.
Oh, there
dress.
Are some that look pretty good.
Right.
I mean...
Honestly,
I'm right, aren't I?
It's yeah, almost yeah. The time.
The ones with no arms.
Oh, man.
This is almost the point I walk out.
Right?
Because I'm creeped out.
What about. But can you. I'm not against
this.
This
is very wrong.
I'm not against the plus size mannequins, but can they have their separate room? Can you have a. Like in,
so you don't
you
have
go,
to see them.
Here's a.
Would you like to have curtains across maybe the windows? And you tap on the window, and if you want to see the plus size mannequin, they'll open the curtains for you so you're not horrified. Is that what you would like?
If they forewarn you. Yes.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
You must be adult about this.
No, I don't. I'm saying that.
Do you think they're a good idea?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Because
settle down.
This is part of the problem for people who are overweight. Mm-hmm. You can't find anything to wear. So you go into a normal clothes
hang
shop.
Hang on, mannequins aren't going to fix that. You know you've
yes,
got the clothes.
Yes, they are.
So we just need to, you know. Yeah.
No, because
look
this is
size.
The first time that I've seen pictures of your larger size lass.
And how big are they? What are we talking?
Oh,
Roseanne?
16, 18,
what are we doing here?
20, getting up there.
Mm.
getting up
well,
there.
Well, the average size of the Australian woman is about a 14.
Hold on, girls.
Right.
No, you're not talking
I mean
about
that.
You.
I'm just saying.
It is. That's how women are formed
good
today.
Effort. Who cares? Mm. Look at me. I'm, you know, portly, but yeah. I've still got it. I'm comfortable with my weight.
Yes, you are.
Very comfortable.
All I want to say is,
and where does
I
it
think
end?
This is going to be, where does it
where
end?
Where does it end?
People have to be fit and healthy. We're not saying be skinny.
What about the thighs? Will the thighs be chunky or will they be more?
Well, if they didn't have Lycra Nike outfits to go and start walking, it's got to start somewhere. And that's the hardest
where
thing
are they
for people
it?
Overweight.
You don't have these in Victoria's Secret, are they?
See, well, Victoria's Secret's closed down. You know why?
Mannequin with a pair of bog catchers.
Yeah, because the people
I mean,
who only ever
here?
Bought from Victoria's Secret were sleazy men who were just wanted to salivate
right.
Over
now,
their hooker girlfriend.
Wow. When did this turn into some kind jeez. Of battle of
because,
the sexes? On the...
Because this is the problem. Victoria's Secret had to change all their shops because people don't want frilly undies because it was always went up your crack and was always
okay.
A bit all itchy. Right. And
look,
they want gear, exercise gear. So anyway,
some people like plus size mannequins, and that's great. But I think there's a time and a place.
There is a time for everything.
Can we
I
get one? Can someone bring one in? We'll have a look.
What
at
for?
It.
We've got right. A plus size mannequin here. It's you.
I could model for that.
You've already
hey,
done
hey,
it.
Hey, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into the department store and just stand really still, like in underpants, like this.
Yuck.
The girls will
all right. Stick around. More oh. Kennedy Malloy after this.
Get me out of here.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, Mick.
Yeah.
We've got you up as, you're nominated as one of the hottest radio hunks for Take 5
yeah.
Magazine.
Man,
what an honour.
In the plus size category? Yeah. Do they have categories?
Speaking
like
of plus size.
Yes.
They don't really have categories. They're sort of saying hunk. Now, we spoke with Paul
yesterday.
I thought
radio suggests that. You know, you're not exactly eye candy.
Face for radio.
That's true.
I am head and shoulders.
But you go both ways. You could be on television, which you are.
Mm, that's right.
But that's
radio
also...
and in porn.
That's
I
been...
I do a little bit of porn.
Do you?
On the side.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Just to
but
keep
I'm
my
thinking,
hand in.
You're on television because they have to be PC these days.
No. What, I'm part of the quota system, am I?
Yep.
Why are you so mean today?
I beg your pardon.
So I've been nominated in some dopey radio. What's it for? For the
well, you won't win if you say that.
Guys want to be me, girls want to do me kind of.
Don't say dopey radio award. That's
that
silly and you will not get you votes.
No.
Seriously.
Take 5 magazine.
Look at me.
Take 5.
Radio
hunts. Why didn't you say so?
Yeah.
And if you win, you get to do a nude photo shoot.
Mm.
You do.
Well, hell. That's
now, I know
good
you jump
news
at
for
that.
Everybody else. Hey.
Tell I mean, you what, don't. You can bring, still cover your bits.
You want to film that on an IMAX?
Jeez, oh, tell you.
Oh, yeah. I want to get the fisheye lens out. Stay at a nice safe distance.
Doink.
Look out. This could have your eye out.
My eyes.
Might need a shave down.
I'd have a shave down.
I think
Dave,
so.
What are you doing?
What?
Whose side are you on? So, right, so who's in it? Who's the main?
Around the country, there are. Dave Hughes is in it.
Good Lord.
Ray serious. Hadley's in it. Steve
he should
Price.
Cover up. He should Who? Cover up.
Grant Denyer. Ed Cavalier.
Oh, my God. Ed
I mean,
Cavalier.
You've got some pretty
he's
tough
good-looking
competition.
Rooster, Ed.
He is a good-looking
but he's
rooster.
A nut.
No, he's
Mate,
not.
Mate, he doesn't. He's
what
good.
Are you talking about?
He's
Stop
good-looking
doing that.
In an American Psycho kind of way. You know, he looks like he
well,
goes to work.
What the hell are you in a backpacker away?
Mate,
away.
I am. Like, strap yourself in, hold on and enjoy the ride.
I'm careful.
Grab a handful of hair.
Careful. Kyle Sanderlands is in this list too.
Kyle. Well, and Luke Darcy, who is now, you can see him on Channel 7 at midday. I think it's on
What's his show?
The wellness show he does.
Yeah, it is. Jeez. It's a wellness
it's very
show.
Very popular show.
Is that an infomercial, is it?
No.
I think so.
Well, all Chemist right. Warehouse are very much involved.
He's doing talking about his stupid yoga, is it?
Well, he does talk about yoga, and he's a very healthy guy.
Former Australian rules footballer, like brilliant footballer.
Yeah, he should have stayed in his lane.
No, and
he was a good footballer.
He's a great broadcaster.
He's out of his depth broadcasting, and he has no business.
Very good looking.
Oh, he's got that Tom Brady kind of look about him,
has.
Too, doesn't he?
He gets
Mikey?
Mistaken but, for Tom Brady.
You know, look, what's Prince that? Joffrey. It feels to me right. Like if Prince Joffrey had lived on and turned into an adult,
he
that's exactly what you're getting.
Okay. Well, anyway, he had something to say about you because apparently
a little bit of
yesterday,
Christopher Atkins, did you see that? Could you imagine Darcy in a loincloth and a shark
tooth? Well, I could imagine it.
Oh, he's trailed off a bit now, but back in his day, I suppose.
Well,
Darcy.
Speak for
Darcy.
Yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mate. Yes. He's let himself go.
I'm being very nice to him today because I was a bit mean to him yesterday.
Got old man balls.
Oh.
Real sort of swingy lows.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Oh, Dave's jumped in too.
Clacking away like an executive toy down there. No, seriously.
Well, he wasn't happy with us yesterday. Let's have a listen what he said on the Hot Breakfast Show of Triple M.
Well, Mick's got a bit of appeal, I must admit, in a sort of a John Candy sort of sense, which is it's a market that some people are into. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think...
A couple of people watching Uncle Buck go...
He's got that should be a separate category, right. But not yet. Not
you
yet.
Think there's weight categories?
There's definitely weight, yeah.
So now, can I say something? That's hurtful.
Oh, it is not hurtful.
Why?
You've just said he's got old balls. You have really crossed the line
why
now.
Why would he say that?
Don't talk about people's
really,
private parts
do you know
like that
what?
Again,
you think you know someone and you don't. And that's the way it feels.
Look,
I'm disappointed.
I'll tell you what. And now this is fair dinkum.
Will Anderson, I don't even believe, is nominated.
No, Will wasn't nominated. He wasn't. Yeah. I think he's quite happy about that. Listen, I want to be very careful about how I promote this because you don't want to be involved. You just say, Jane... Lay off. Don't push my barrow on this.
Well, when you think basically you are on FM radio's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, well, it's not really complimentary,
like
is
I
it?
Am, you don't need to self-promote yourself. When you're one of the giants.
Oh, who else would up there with you though?
Like, we've told you.
Probably me, Aggro.
Brendan Jones won it last year. Jonesy, he's a
good-looking
rooster.
Good-looking guy.
Jonesy, good Lord, he'd be at Hillsong. I guarantee you. He'll be turning up there, hands in the air.
Oh, well.
Kumbaya.
Look, if somebody wants to vote, if you want to vote for Mickey, I'm just suggesting you go to the Take 5 Facebook page and you can, because we're doing it for the show,
yeah,
Mick.
Yeah, yeah, it's
I'm not necessarily doing it for you. It's just as embarrassing for me to have you nude
up. Where were you in Maxim's? Maxim's Hot Chicks?
I was, number 87.
87,
well,
which not even that I thought was generous.
Well, see, I'm not rude to you,
no,
am
you're
I?
Not. You're very nice. I'm going to
I'm supporting you.
Right.
And what do you do?
Luke was mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be speaking to you after today.
Upset me a bit.
All right. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, Gus Wallen coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A lot of the talk at the Cricket World Cup has been around the booing of Smith and Warner.
Steve Smith.
But it seems to have settled down a bit, especially after this classy act from Indian captain Virat Kohli.
Asking the Indian fans to applaud at Steve Smith. That's great to see.
But anyway, the booing doesn't seem to bother Dave Warner.
Look, it's water for ducks' back, but actually eggs us on a lot and makes us knuckle down and try and score more runs.
And score runs he did. A century last night to steer Australia to victory over Pakistan.
Edged in between the keeper and first slip. David Warner is ecstatic.
Here to chat all things World Cup, our regular cricket expert, Gus Warland.
Hello, Gus. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you, Mickey? G'day, Danny.
Hey, Gussie, is this the way that Dave Warner gets back into Australia's hearts?
Oh, look, I definitely think so. Every time you score 100 and gets us somewhere near where we need to be to be reigning champions again, I think everyone will forgive him pretty quickly. So, great result last night for both Warner and also Australia.
Well, it was a good result. We got the chockies. It wasn't emphatic. I think we should have been looking at a score of about 360-70, and then we didn't choke, but we just petered out at the end. I think we lost about 5 wickets for 50 runs. Couldn't bat out the 49. And there was a couple of hairy moments during the run chase as well, where they got off the chain a bit.
Yeah, exactly. We're used to teams, we've been watching the last couple of World Cups, which we've won, where we just decimate teams. Mm. We get on top, we put the foot on the throat, and it's all over. We haven't quite got it right this World Cup yet. We've won 3, we've lost 1, we're looking good for the semis, but we haven't got the batting order right, and we're still not quite sure about one of our bowlers. So it's still a problem. We're not locked in yet with the absolute right team and the right balance. But we'll get there, and as I said, we're hanging in there with 3 wins out of 4.
The bowling could be a worry. There's a couple of very good lineups there. We ran into a pretty good India the other day. Do you put them? Who's firming as favourites?
Yeah, I think, Mick, you're right. India would be firming as favourites. England have had a bit of a wobble. Us and New Zealand, I reckon that's the top 4. It's the top 4 now, and I think that'll be the top 4 at the end of all these matches, which last, another 40-odd days. So I think the top 4 is locked in, and India are huge favourites.
Yes. In the past, Gus, with Virat Kohli gesturing the crowd not to boo Steve Smith, would that have happened in the old days? Is this a change? And it's going to link me into talking about men's mental health. But is this part of the importance of this?
When you're a leader, you've got an opportunity, and he did that the other day. That was absolutely immense. He spoke not just to that crowd in England, but to 1.2 billion other Indians who have been giving it to the Aussies now, not just at the ground, but on social media and so forth. It was an immensely beautiful thing that he did. He didn't need to do it, but the fact that he did it, and then the Pakistani crowd yesterday didn't boo, so they fell into line. It may not quite be the case when we play South Africa and England coming up, but it's still really nice that he did it. And Mick, I reckon you and I have given it to Kohli over the years, but I think we've got to skip our lid to him now.
Do you know what? I've given it to Kohli in the way that he'd still be the first person I picked on my team any day. I've never denied his awesome talent, and he fits into that rare group of players that we've mentioned from time to time that you go, I'd love you to play for Australia. I wish you played for Australia. I've had respect, but he's gone to another level. It's great maturity, especially given their history. They had a very testy tour over there in India when they were both captains, and Virat was off the ground for a bit, and he was out there scoring centuries. And you knew they were both at that time considered to be the two best batsmen in the world, and they were captains of their team. And you could sense the male. Alpha male context going on. Hey, I saw Mick Jagger turned up and was watching the Poms. I love it when Mick Jagger and a couple of other Rolling Stones turns up. That's when you know the Poms are in with a chance.
Yeah, it's Weekend at Bernie style, isn't it, when you see him there? He doesn't look well, but it's so good. He loves his cricket. He probably loves his cricket more than anything else. He's on record as saying that. So, big crowd, huge celebrity. Yeah. It's awesome. And nearly every game's out. Right.
Next game for Australia. What is it, mate? What's the next? When do we have to park ourselves in front of the telly again?
Yeah, so we're coming up in a couple of nights' time. So we've got another game against Sri Lanka. I think it's on Saturday, Big Dollar.
That's right. Starts now. Gussie, this is Men's Health Week. Triple M, large male audience. It's a great week to just bring it to everyone's attention. And I would say that, indeed, we could talk about that Virat Kohli gesture and to ease on the booing. What does it mean to you? And, of course, you're on the board of the charity Gotcha for Life.
Yeah, but Gotcha for Life has got a really simple philosophy, Janie. It's find someone in your life that has got you for life. So turn one of your friends into a Gotcha for Life friend. So someone that you can talk to, warts and all, have a conversation without any judgment whatsoever. So they're going to look at you. They're going to listen to you. They're going to try to help you.
And won't judge you.
Exactly. Judgment is the key, and you've got to be a good listener. So we've got to learn those skills. So Gotcha for Life has been put together a program called Tomorrow Man, and it's all about building tomorrow's man. 80% of being an Aussie bloke, you lock it in. It's awesome. We love it. But there are things we're doing incorrectly. We're losing 6 blokes a day. Every day to suicide in this country. It's the number one way to lose your life if you're between 15 and 44. It's not good enough. It's a disgrace. We need to fix that. And Gotcha for Life just want blokes to learn how to listen and to look after their mates even better than they're doing it at the moment.
Good
well,
on you,
well
Gus.
Well said, Gus, and you're right. It is unacceptable. Mm. We all have to do better. Look out for your mates. Hey, good on you, Gus. We'll catch up with you soon,
mate. We'll touch base again, see how the
good
Aussies
you,
are faring.
Bye, Mick. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Gus Wallen joining us there. By the way, you can get involved and donate at gotchaforlife.org.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mayday, mayday. This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 quick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat. This is not a drill. Warning. Warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Wow.
Gives you no great joy to tell you this, gentlemen. If you're wandering dangerously close to a cinema in the next week or two, be careful. Book Club 2 has just been announced.
Chick flick alert.
Did you ever see Book Club 1?
Never. Did we send our work experience kid?
We did.
I think we did.
A year ago, we sent Josh, our work experience boy, to go and see Book Club, and he said it was a traumatic experience for him.
Well, of course it was. Hasn't been seen since.
He said it was about a bunch of old ladies having sex, and he's never recovered, apparently.
No, so Book Club 2 with the same cast, which was...
Diane Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
And Mary Steenburgen and Jane Fonda.
Oh, my God.
And Candice Bergen.
Okay. Crikey. You have been warned. Yes. Do not go there or be tricked into going there.
Yeah, no,
Spice Girls, animation movie.
Chick flick alert.
That's a chick flick.
An animation movie.
Can't wait.
I'm going to animate.
Well, at least you know that Posh Spice will finally be in it.
Well, she'll look just as real.
Yeah.
She will.
Just as...
I can get someone else
what
to play.
Hang on.
It'll feature Spice Girl classics as well as new songs. And they had an idea that it would be in development. They're very involved in bringing it on board.
Why do we need an animated movie? Yeah. Are they like action figures or something?
I don't even know that. Why don't they just do with all of them in it? Seems lazy. And it'll take forever.
How's the tour going? Did it get any better?
Oh, yeah,
I haven't heard any more about the tour.
They should have done the holograms.
like
if anyone did holograms, like they should have done the holograms Tupac's not dead, mate.
Isn't he?
I've got one more just quickly. Chernobyl.
Oh.
Chernobyl. Yeah, it's the biggest TV series in the world now.
Yeah, I know. Why is it a chick flick alert?
It's about radiation and mass death. And
what's that got to do with?
Do you think it appeals to chicks?
Having
a cry.
It's a bit of a date film.
Yeah, I've got the trailer.
Don't you reckon? I've got the trailer there.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm pleased to report that the situation in Chernobyl is stable. In terms of radiation, I'm told it's the equivalent of a chest X-ray.
No. Chernobyl is on fire. And every atom of uranium is like a bullet, penetrating everything in its path. Metal, concrete, flesh. Now, Chernobyl holds over 3 trillion of these bullets. Some of them will not stop firing for 50,000 years.
You're saying that's a chick flick?
It's like a Russian Sex in the City. Where people die
of
radiation poisoning.
People are going to Chernobyl.
We've seen this.
Instagram.
And posing.
Unbelievable.
And Instagram in very little clothing.
It's a classy act.
Hey, I've got one for you.
When you turn up in Chernobyl, which is, when you think about it, a mass grave.
Completely.
And take a photo of yourself in a G-banger.
It's unbelievable.
Well done, Instagram. Yeah. Well done, everybody.
I've got a show I know that you'll love. Big Little Lies series. Why is that a warning?
Well, you put it in there. You put it. I didn't put it in. You put it in.
I was going to talk about it, and you said it should be a chick flick because no bloke's ever going to watch that. And I say that's BS.
I put it to you. Not one man I know.
Dave, have you
ever
seen Big Little Lies?
Not interested.
Thank you.
Why not?
And he watches Handmaid's Tale.
I do. I'm like, no.
Hey, prosecution rests.
Meryl Streep's so good in this.
Really? I'll take your word for it.
I've got a scene.
I've been hearing that for 50 years, and I always go, good.
You haven't got acting chops, so you wouldn't know.
Big Little Lies.
It's really good. I've seen the first episode. Oh, my God. Do you want to hear a crazy scene? This is one of the scenes that Meryl Streep features in.
I just wanted to scream. So you know what I did?
What?
I did scream. Want to hear? Okay.
Mary Louise! Mary Louise, please.
was too loud for you.
That was my reaction when I heard there was a second series of Big Little Lies. That is,
it's
you
admit excellent.
It. It's got nothing to do with men.
Go and keep watching it. It is.
That's a chick flick alert.
I bet you there's men watching.
Put out there, hey, guess who's coming up? Charlie. After the news.
Charlie will be watching. Charlie Pickering watches.
Young Charles Pickering.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
It's going to be a monster. Get involved right from the get-go.
I've got an entertainment report still to come, and I'm going to talk about the Logies.
Oh, this has got some big Logies news. Does it involve us? Are we going?
We're going.
We're
not the big news.
Are we on the same table? Are we?
If you continue to be rude about the Today Show, then we won't be.
All right. We'll see how we go. Will anyone from Studio 10 be there?
Again,
I
ask you to have some respect.
Past their bedtime. Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We've got so much to wade through in the big second hour, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Like many guests, Charlie Pickering turns to this show when he needs advice.
You're my most trusted guide.
Well,
you
that's
know that?
A worry.
That's sad.
So when we learnt Charlie had sent back a glass of wine at a bar...
I took a sip and I called over the waiter and I said... That just won't do.
Oh, my God.
Jane gave us all a lesson in the proper etiquette involved in that situation.
Oh, you would say, I'm not doing this, piss.
Here for some more enlightenment from the oracles, please welcome back Charlie Pickering.
Hello.
That's not your
that
usual
was a bit
method.
Harsh.
My spiritual guide. I'll tell you what.
At least no one got glassed. Mm.
That was as good as I remember it. That was really fun listening to that again.
So you did that. You did send a glass of wine back. Has there been any fallout? Can you go back to the same place?
No, I haven't, shown my face.
Because it was a wine bar, wasn't it?
It was a wine bar. And I don't like to put too many wine bars offside.
Oh, no, you've got...
they're good to have in your pocket.
I did that with my local pizza joint.
Oh, really?
And we had a wrangle with them once because my boys love their pizza. And we couldn't...
What happened?
Game ended, you know. Well, you know, thank you, goodbye, sir. And then I had to start booking it under different names.
What was wrong with the pizza?
And even like the address three doors down, and then I'd wait out the front and get the... Well, it didn't come, and it wasn't his fault. It was Uber Eats again. And it put me in a precarious position. Hey, good to see you now. Last time we saw you, you were about to move into a house. Mm. Has this occurred?
The move has happened.
Great stuff.
We're safely in a house, and we have unpacked. We've got eight boxes left.
Eight boxes?
My From 120 God. Down to eight. We've done it in a week.
Here's all your Jeez. Stuff. Did it get a run, or is it...
Some pitch.
A lot of my stuff left.
A lot of your stuff
went missing in shipping along the way. But
when you're unpacking, because it's really boring, do you multitask and download shows and watch shows as you're doing it, or is that just me?
Do you know what? I wish I had had this conversation with you a week ago. That would have been good. I listen to podcast and news. But
you've got to be up with the news and all that.
Yeah, it's so exhausting.
Nearly there.
Yeah, nearly there. Although... The thing is, I had such great expectations moving into this house. I was really positive. It's a new neighbourhood. It's a fresh start. Mm. Chance to make some new friends.
Have you met the neighbours?
I have met some neighbours, and it's gone...
That's all good?
Some has gone well, some not well. And this is the thing I need to ask you about, right? Mm. So some has gone well, met some people, gone
nice
along
people.
Great. But then you know when you're moving, you generate a lot of waste.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Well, not yourself. I mean, that's been consistent throughout. But
no, you need like a dumpster. Or
lots of stuff.
A skip.
Yeah. And so anyway, we had lots of boxes, lots of trash that I needed to get rid of. Mm-hmm. But it coincided with the first bin night a couple of days after the move, mm-hmm. and I was like, "This is a great opportunity. I can get some stuff away." Mm. In the bin, our bin filled up pretty quickly.
Don't tell me.
And so I've got a personal philosophy, which is once the bin is on the street, that's public domain.
Oh.
Right.
People may beg to differ.
Well,
wow.
One of my neighbours definitely begs to differ.
Really?
Oh, this sounds great.
So I was out. It's a thing. I learned it from my father, and I continue it to this day.
Yes.
You don't do it all in one bin. You distribute a little bit in every bin,
sure.
So as not to arouse suspicion. Yeah. So I'm quite a ways up the
it's
street.
Like disposing of a body.
Yeah, exactly right.
Put it all in the one.
Get it into pieces and distribute. Yeah. But wow. So I'm a little ways up the street in the dark, sneaking around, and a neighbour comes out and
your
spots
worst nightmare.
Me. And so I actually hid. Oh. I actually hid behind a car.
Yeah, this is sounding
and thought
really
this is
immature.
The worst possible yes. first impression. And so they almost caught me.
You
and
hid.
they went inside and I thought I've gotten away with this. And then the next morning I got up and this was chilling. This was absolutely chilling. It turns out one of the boxes that I had stashed in that person's bin had been an Amazon delivery that
with
had,
your name.
Had our address on it and name and the box. But I got up in the morning and the box was waiting on the doorstep when I got up in the morning.
Out of the bin and delivered
and returned
it back
to my doorstep. And it was like, I don't know exactly
no,
which
that's
house
really
it was.
Pointed.
It's like the Godfather. It's like a horse's head in your bed. It's a warning.
They're going to tell the whole street.
Yeah.
You're a dirty bin dropper.
Made contact with them?
No, he doesn't
subsequent.
Know.
I don't know which house it was. I don't know which house it was.
He doesn't know which one it
was. It's a mystery. Yeah. So there is one neighbour on the street that I've put offside.
He's onto you and has made it quite known. Yeah. That,
absolutely, I'm identified
I'm
in this
I'm feeling
process.
You'll have to move within 3 weeks. Your house is going to be firebombed.
You're going to move. hold that
feeling.
Thought.
I have one other question to ask you about the new house.
When we come back, we'll
absolutely.
Do this. And we might even put it out to our
audience.
I want help from everyone.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
I like this idea.
Charlie Pickering is with us. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering is with us. The Weekly with Charlie Pickering airs Wednesdays 8:30 on ABC. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Very good show. We like it a lot. The bin etiquette is huge. We were talking about this. We might take a couple of calls on it.
Mm.
Once my bin has been emptied, you are not allowed to put anything in it.
I agree. Can't be pizza boxes or your dirty cigarette butts.
I come out and there's all of a sudden like some tied up dog
crap.
Shit in a bag. Now that's going to stay with. That's going to be my bin all
Put
week.
Put it in your own bin.
Styrofoam coffee cups. You go, mate. It's not your bin.
Rack
it's been
off.
Emptied. If there is a window of opportunity, if the bin is out there,
yes.
and there's a parcel of space on top, I will allow it.
If the lid. If you can put something in without
the
lid,
and the lid
not closing
closed.
Properly,
and it's
I think
the night
that's...
before bin delivery.
But if it's been emptied, it's been emptied. Keep moving.
Hey, we've got callers with lots of tips for you, Charlie.
Paul's on the line. Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hello.
What did you want to say, mate?
Well, I used to do Charlie's bin, right?
And who are you?
This is
garbo.
Mildly uncomfortable.
I'm a garbo. Yes, I'm a
garbo. I'm glad you're garbo and we're just going through his bin.
And I do the recycling bins in Charlie's old area.
Yes.
And really, if you're nice to the garbo and let him know that you have extra, we will take extra.
Oh.
And so how is one nice?
And leave us a stubby at Christmas.
Paul, this sounds like the old six-pack of beer, oh.
Hey, Paul, once I left out beers and they were nicked during the night, what do you do in that situation?
Well, you see the garbo and you let him know, and when you're around...
All right, I've got to get up earlier.
Get up earlier. But we will do two lifts for you and we will look after
good
you.
Good on you, Paul. That's good to hear.
That is very good to know.
Well done, Garbo. Give him a prize, mate.
You got yourself a DeWalt three-piece kit worth $1,195. DeWalt's the yellow and black Friday. It's guaranteed tough. Well done, DeWalt. Well done, Paul.
Okay, thanks. Marcus is on the line. Marcus, what do you want to add?
Well, I think Charlie, poor form, should have spoken to the neighbours and said, hi, I'm new in the area. Do you mind if we share each other's bin capacity and they would be fine? I've been doing that for 3 years and my neighbours use our spare capacity. We use theirs, works a treat.
That's good, but off the bat, first day in, it's almost like asking them to swing. Like, it just feels a bit like, do you want to share?
It's like saying, hi,
it's a bit too familiar
I'm your new neighbour. Can you drive me to the airport, please?
Thank you, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus, I'm glad to see that works out.
And a
common sense approach, like a sit-down.
I like
that. We all get together and work out.
But you need neutral territory.
Thank you. Hey, we got Jane on the line.
No, it's like carbon pricing, where you say, I can offset some of my carbon into your bin and your bin and off we go.
Hey, Jane, you got a sneaky name for this. What's it called?
Yeah, we call it ninja binning.
ninja
and
binning.
How do you get that happening?
Well, yeah, after a party or, you know, just got extra rubbish, we get the teenagers and we wait until about 9 o'clock at night. We all get the black Don on with the hoodie. We line up at the back gate and we go, right, and off we go.
That's awesome.
That's a good move. Ninja I like bidding. That, Jane. I can put my children to use finally.
Prize, yeah. Jane.
Prize pack coming your way, Jane. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Philip's got a good idea for you, Charlie.
Charlie, how you going?
Very well, Philip. What can you do for me?
With your last 8 boxes, you colour code them, red, blue, green, put them all back in the bins of the neighbours you put them in, and when the colour comes back, you know which house it is.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
And then you can go and have a beer with him and say, hey, mate, thanks for lending me your bin.
Seems very convoluted.
It's a complicated strategy.
Drama.
It's bold.
But it shows you what a sensitive area of street community. Mm. And as a newbie, mate, you haven't got off to a flyer. No. I'm worried about you.
I think I'm going to have to, like, bake muffins for the street. Yeah.
Or now, there's another street point we're talking about with your house.
Yes.
And I find this fascinating. You are wanting...
We are going to talk about
yes,
this?
Yes, we are. You wanted to name your house.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So you know how some houses have
numbers
have
not changed, name. Charlie Pickett.
Right. Numbers now, not
on,
enough.
Wait, no, hear me out. It's a theory I've had. I've got nothing to back it up. Never asked a real estate agent about it. I reckon it will add to the resale value of a house.
The name of a
house. Because if you go to a house, if you go to inspect a house, it has a name. You go, oh, fancy.
Not right, if that it's a little bit Amityville. No. Don't call it that.
So I've just got a theory. Like, I think as an investment, like, you know, an investment in the future value of the house. We're gonna give it a name now.
Have you been thinking of some names?
You're
in a leafy suburb, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're in a leafy
sounds
suburb.
Sounds like a pretty posh suburb.
A bit snobby.
There's a name of that.
So the most I did some research. The most popular name for a house is The Willows. I don't want to be common.
There's some famous
ones. Something like that. So I think The Chestnuts or The Plums would be nice. The Plums would be good.
The Plums. Yeah.
And I kept, but then I kept reading, and I thought Wensleydale. Like, I know it's a name of a cheese, but it sounds like Wensleydale. Wouldn't that be a beautiful place to live? Wensleydale.
It sounds like a suburb in the Lord of the Rings or something.
Okay. If you don't like that, there's a lot of named after the previous function of the house.
Sure, yeah.
And the old schoolhouse is popular. Mm. The old mail, the old post office is popular.
Sweatshop.
But I think the old rectory. Come on.
That sounds very spooky.
You can't say that without laughing, though.
You can't. What about
the old... Come on over to the old rectory.
I'm going to swing by the old rectory about 8.
Yeah.
Well, we know what went on in the rectories around...
Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, I've got some others.
I like that.
Yeah, working a name in is often good.
Mm.
Right. Yes. So I've got Clark's Gable.
Oh, very...
I like that.
Okay. All right, Logan's Run. Or Shawshank's Redemption. I think Shawshank's Redemption.
No,
now, you've got to seriously tell us what you are going to tell. Hey, Trev's got an idea. Let's have a chat with Trev. Hey, Trev, what's inspiration for a name that Charlie can call his joint?
I was thinking of something like Kingfisher's Retreat.
See?
Oh, that sounds idyllic, except he's in a leafy suburb.
But what does it mean? Yes.
Well, it's a...
Oh, it doesn't mean anything.
If you're surrounded by kingfish, it does. I mean, it should have some pertinence to where you are and what you're doing.
But it's, all it really is, the forum is just name and thing. It could be Denton's Interview, you know. Anything.
What about BMW Lane?
Yeah. No, look, come on. Don't judge.
Oh, really?
Don't judge me. No,
I'm too judgy, am I?
I do not have a...
Some famous one in films. I think Mandalay is probably the best I've ever heard. That was in Hitchcock film, I think.
Okay.
Something. Yes. Let's go down to Mandalay.
Yeah, Shangri-La from
Shangri-La.
Citizen Kane.
I think Ellen Bray was a very good one. All better than yours.
So what would you name my house, Jane? What would you call it?
The library.
The library. Actually, that's quite accurate. That is very accurate.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, it's people, if you've got any ideas.
Names for houses.
Or if you have a house that has a name, because that in itself will
And tell us why you named
instructive.
It.
Instructive. Give us a call right now. 1-3-3-5-3.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Charlie Pickering. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
We're trying to find a name for his new house. A friend, Dave Graney, very talented Dave Graney, has a home he calls the Ponderosa. So that was originally...
Bonanza. TV show,
I think that's a very, very good name. We've got a couple here that have been sent in on Twitter. Cocksmack Manor.
That's an interesting.
I can't. I'm not sure.
Do you think your wife would like that?
I think she'd consider it if it was clear that it was about me. I think. Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
We've got lots of suggestions.
I had a house called the Love Shack. It was called the Love Shack. Right. It wasn't officially known as that, but me and Russell Gilbert shared a house together.
Oh, really?
People used to refer
to it. It was known as the Love Shack.
Ironically,
did it have a tin roof?
Tin roof, rusty.
It was. It was a shack. Right. I'm afraid.
Excellent.
Bodies were buried. Hey, Mark. What do you think? Can you help? Can you help
Nikki,
Charlie out?
Hey, Jane, how
are
you?
Hey, good, Mark.
What do you got?
I've got the Pickeridge.
Oh, the Pickeridge.
The Pickeridge might be a good way to do
not
it.
Bad. Not bad.
And the other one I thought of was long time pickled.
I like that.
Long time pickled.
Pickle Manor.
Pickle Manor.
Pickle Manor.
They're picking up on the Pickering.
The pickles.
Pickerings.
Oh.
There's something in that.
There is. I can see you going with that one. Thank you, Mark.
Like
let's go to Jackie. You've got an inspiring one, Jackie.
The Chocolate Factory.
Yes, oh, nice. That's
Charlie,
nice, Charlie.
And the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I'll meet you down the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put some Wonka bars on the kitchen bench when you're selling the place.
I'm delighted.
Have a chocolate river.
I wouldn't love to say that she lives at the Chocolate Factory.
Good on you, Jackie. You're thinking. Okay, let's give a prize to Jack. She's had a good thing about that.
Well done, Jackie.
Hey, Reese, how are you?
I'm good, team. How are we?
Yeah, good. You've got a good think about this. I like it. Tell Charlie what his new house should be called.
I reckon call it the bin.
Great.
Just the bin.
The bins.
The bins.
The bins. Yeah. Oh, the bins.
I know he's married, but you could spin it around. You could be half cut of the pub and just tell the bird, look, if you stand yourself 10 in the bin, let's go.
There you go.
I can't
It's going
that.
Into All a right. different direction than what I thought, Reese.
Well, that took a turn.
It really did.
Nick's on the line. Nick, what's a good name for a house that Charlie could use?
Hey, guys. Look, I just was going to say, you don't have to name your house after a location or something that's around. There's a place in South Australia called Crystal Brook. Crystal Brook, yeah, it's about 2 hours north of Adelaide. And if you've ever been there, no crystals and there's definitely no brook.
So you can take poetic license is what you're suggesting, Nick.
I've been grown. Call them out of your life, Charlie.
All right, well done. Eddie's on the line. Eddie, what's a good name for a joint?
G'day, guys. I thought because he looks like a young Bill Murray, Caddyshack.
Have you ever had that before, Bill Murray?
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said.
That's a good compliment, Eddie. Yeah. Well said.
Wow. Yeah, all right. Well, no. No, Eddie, no. I've knocked that one on the head.
He's knocked that one
Graham's on the
head.
Line. Graham, name for a house?
Hi, guys. Shirley. We used to have an old house in California Bungalow in Lane Cove, and it was called Shirley.
It was Shirley. Do you know why it was called? Was it called Shirley before you got there, or did you call it Shirley?
Well, no, it was called that way before we got it. We actually went to the council and found it already had a name, so Charlie could call his house Shirley, or Shirl for short.
Yeah.
Should have been. I'd investigate that. Shirley was probably murdered there.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Do you still live there?
Yeah. No, I moved on to another place. Yeah, but
You got a new name for your knee joint?
No, I haven't. Maybe you should call it Charlie.
Wow. Good on you, Graham.
Cheers. Yeah, very good. Last one more, Alistair.
Yeah.
G'day.
How you going, Alistair?
Yeah, really well. I reckon Charlie should call it set list.
The set list.
Put a few extra vowels in, so it's sort of a bit French.
Oh, set list. Uh-huh. So it's just a stand-up set list. Yeah, stand-up comedy set list.
Sounds French.
Set list.
What does set list mean in French? Nothing is a made-up word, isn't it?
Hopefully.
I guess so.
Hopefully it doesn't mean bordello.
Hopefully it doesn't. Hey, good one, Alistair. Thank you very much, everyone, for your calls, Charlie. Have we solved the problem of what your house should be called?
I mean, Chocolate Factory is the front runner at the moment. Although, given your attitude towards me, I think you want to call it Wanker's Folly.
Oh, no.
Thanks for coming by, Charlie.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Anything to plug? Anything that we can help you with?
Last Weekly, next Wednesday, 8:30.
Watch
Wednesday.
Everyone.
Another great run.
This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Okay, I've got Logie's updates for you.
Oh, yes.
The Logies are coming up at the end of June. Yes, we are.
On the 50-50
on the Gold
chance.
Coast. Oh, well, that's all right. I don't care. Turn up. Don't turn up.
You're right. Good.
No,
if I
seriously.
Do, I won't be on your table. I'll be...
Well, maybe I don't... I'm very concerned about your behaviour.
Oh, it's going to be extreme. I'm going to tip tables over, punch on with the locals.
Do you know what you don't understand is going to happen to you?
What?
There's a lot of people who are disgruntled and upset by your behaviour.
Every time I've gone to the Logies, it's been a very dangerous room.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be worried if I was you. They'll be lining up, to be frank.
Well, who?
Deborah Knight and Georgie Gardner.
Well, by the way, she won't turn up.
The everyone from Studio 10.
Deborah Knight was supposed to be on our show yesterday.
But she couldn't come.
She decided she didn't want it.
Plane was delayed.
I heard she was at home on the couch in a tracky decks and went, no. Nah.
Well, I hope she was.
She had a pizza, a bong.
A bong?
And was sitting there.
Now, you've gone too far now. Honestly,
what?
Just concentrate.
No.
I don't think so.
Don't be silly now.
Well, why would you agree to come on and then not?
It was a plane delay. She was coming.
I'm really disappointed, though. Mm.
Well, maybe she didn't want to sit here and be insulted by you. I'll tell you who else. You were completely rude about my friends who I talked about on radio yesterday, including Rebecca Gibney and Jobeth Taylor and Melissa Hoy. You called us all postmenopausal or something like that, a complete insult.
Now, you've taken me out of context.
No, I have not. It's completely in context.
I have respect for all those women.
Yeah, we're going to line up. There's going to be a queue of women wanting to slap your face. Anyway, so that'll be fun.
Usual, yeah.
What else has changed?
What else
so every year in the Logies, they've done this for 25, 30 years.
It goes international guest.
International guest come out. And in the old days, it used to be a big deal.
Well, it could be Muhammad Ali.
Or John Wayne or something like that.
John Wayne.
And it was a big
deal. Matt LeBlanc.
Yes, I recall that.
Do you recall it?
Vaguely.
Do you recall it?
Vaguely.
Because I do.
Yeah.
I remember you lying on the ground on the carpet out the front of the men's toilets.
Wait. No, it wasn't out the front of the men's toilets. No, it was.
It's Joey from Friends you're talking about.
Yes.
What?
With Matt LeBlanc.
Really?
I wasn't with Matt LeBlanc.
They were wrestling.
At the toilets.
I know people who were with Matt LeBlanc.
Wrestling on the ground in front of the men's toilets. Jeez. On the
men's
carpet.
Toilets.
With your skirt up around you.
How you doing?
My skirt was not up around.
There's plenty of leg.
It was a slit in the dress.
Can we post the photo?
You got a photo?
I'll tell you what.
All right.
Let's post a couple of photos and you be the judge.
No, I'm posting one. That's
I'm
only going to post one.
Come off it.
Well, he was great. Everybody got stuck into him.
You look like you've been upended.
Well, it was 3 a.m. All right, I'm brave enough to put
it. Three in the morning is your defence.
What's wrong with that?
Can we put a picture up?
What are we going to do? We're going to tweet it or we're going to Instagram? We'll do both.
Well, yeah. All right.
And our Facebook. We'll put it everywhere.
So that
how'd you go, by the way?
Kennedy Malloy.
What do you mean? We did not crack on. I did not. No. But that was 1998.
Oh, well.
I remember. Well,
that would have been at the height of the show, too.
It was at the height of the show. I always thought he was a good character. Who else came out?
Was he hot?
Yes, it was hot.
So the hottest chick ever at the Logies that I saw was Jessica Alba, and we're sitting there on the front table. She came out like, good lord.
Shivers, she's divine. That was 2007.
Classy and smart.
She's gorgeous.
And loaded now. I think she's a billionaire. Did you know that?
Put her on my list.
She is a billionaire.
Jessica Alba.
How's she making all that money?
Oh, she's got another business, don't
you? It's a skincare business, and it's all natural, and she learned it when she had her first child.
Okay, so
Mick knows all about it.
No, he's stalking it. So guess who's coming out this year?
Who? So it'll be a big guest, a big announcement. Yeah. Who is it?
Young Sheldon. He's 10.
Young Sheldon.
The kid.
He's 10.
No.
Yeah. Ian Armitage. He's 10.
Young Sheldon.
Oh, don't worry. His on-screen mum's coming.
Oh, great.
And his lovable dad, Lance Barber.
Is Sheldon going to make a piss speech? No, he's not. No. Is Sheldon going to get in a fight with Don Lane?
No.
Well, why don't you start a fight with him?
Is young Sheldon going to get on the dance floor and twirl his underpants above his head?
Remember those days?
No.
Do you remember who that actress was? I do. Yes.
Who was it?
Very attractive in a bogany way.
She was very attractive, a blonde lass. She used to be in Neighbours.
Lorraine Desmond? No.
Lorraine Desmond.
Wasn't Lorraine Desmond twirling her underpants.
Who? And what else? What else are the big announcements?
The big announcements that a Logie's already been presented and won by Chris Hemsworth.
For what?
Because he was in the category of most popular television commercial. Since when? That's a new category.
When did that happen?
So they've got
no category for what I do, which is best sports entertainment program.
Correct.
Which, by the way, has about 20 shows
definitely
on telly. You stupid idiots, TV
careful,
week. No,
careful.
They're giant dicks. That is a massive.
Oh my God.
You're not going to get
in. That is a massive thing.
We're going to be on the table next to the flipping toilets
let's
now.
Just take,
stop it.
Let's just take a whole.
No, I don't have to sit with you, by the way.
Look, who does live TV anymore? on TV. I'll tell you what, that's sports shows. Sports entertainment.
The footy show's not on anymore.
Well, we are.
I know.
So we do that. There's a few shows that do it, and they've replaced Variety. And what have you got for us? Nothing.
I'll tell you what to do. At about 3 in the morning.
You've got a Logie for an ad. Are you giving it to Chris Hemsworth?
At 3 in the morning, when you've had a few, why don't you say that to the managing director of Bauer Magazines? It'll go down really well.
I'll storm the stage.
Okay.
I will storm the stage. Like that guy at the Walkleys.
That's right. I do remember that.
Yes, I do. Anyway. That is my Logie's update. All stand right. by more. And don't forget, when we go
What's
up, we're going to do a show.
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
I don't know how they got him.
It was a big call. And bidding. It was Channel 9 have Young Sheldon on as one of their shows. It's amazing.
Well done, Channel 9. I'm on Channel 9 again. I'm back on Channel 9 because I think we're presenting.
Well, depending on where you're sitting. Please, I don't have to sit with you, by the way. And now we're going to get the worst table in the whole room. It's your fault.
What a bunch of idiots.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Mount Gambier and the Limestone Coast, 9:63 a.m. Triple M. Ewan for breakfast. Thanks for listening to Kennedy Malloy. We love Mount Gambier.
I love Mount Gambier. The Blue Lakes.
As I do too.
And there's a ripping steakhouse there.
Is there?
Which is like the name. Is it the Barn?
Okay.
That could be a name for Charlie's house.
I know. Steak.
Yeah, you do. You love steak.
What about bakeries? Like, bakeries are important when you go to, you know.
They'll have good pies there, I'm sure.
Sausage rolls.
But you've got to name the shop.
Find a good pie.
Now I'm going to have to Google the best pies and sausage rolls in Mount Gambier.
Mount Gambier.
You go down the bakery and get your apricot Danish.
Yes.
I'll be holed up at the barn, honking on to a Fred Flintstone style
giant
size
T-bone
steak T-bone.
Yeah. I don't mind your snot block, though. I like a good, you know.
Well, you could go to the OK Pie Shop.
Oh, sounds good.
Yep.
Well done, Mount Gambier. Thanks for listening.
They've got it all covered.
Yeah.
They have it all covered. Hey,
what?
Last night you did the front bar last night. That was a great show.
It was great. It was a Wednesday night. It was hard winding down afterwards. But luckily.
What'd you do?
I had episode 6 of season 2 of Game of Thrones to watch because. I don't know if you guys know this. I've started watching Game of Thrones.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
If you have seen episode 7 of season 2, do not tell me what happened.
I don't know if people... I wish sometimes there was a camera in here so people could see my eye rolling. Because Mick is insisting on doing this.
Honestly, this is going fantastic. It's because you know what it's all about.
I've seen the entire series. It's so tedious. So is half the world.
There's Seven Kingdoms.
Right.
And the whole idea is that you try. No, it's fascinating.
What else?
Is there a throne involved? Or?
An Iron Throne.
Right. Game of Thrones.
It's an Iron Throne.
What it's called.
And the idea is to get on the throne.
And you try and get there.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens.
What episode
are you
up to?
Don't mention it. I've just watched episode 6 of season 2.
You're flying.
It's all happening. Theon went back and overtook Winterfell, which I thought was a bit cheeky considering all the support that the Starks had given him over the run.
Well, that's what Theon, that's what you get from him.
Yeah, Theon's an idiot.
He
botched a beheading. I mean, how hard is it to go whooshka and then it's off? It was literally about 6 strokes. He had to kick his head off.
Are you having any snacks when you're watching this show?
I have a bowl of cheesels.
Yep.
Right.
And I have,
and you have a stein of beer.
Cheese twisties and lots of beer.
Candles.
And curtains closed.
And peanuts.
Okay, what else? Good. What else happened in this episode?
But I never
tell
take
me
my
more.
Eyes off the screen. I'm eating it, just picking through the bowls
you're
as I watch
hoovering
them.
It.
It's all happening. Littlefinger's out of control.
Careful, beg your pardon.
They threw cow poo at Joffrey.
Oh, man.
Well, that wouldn't that make you happy? Because
is he
starting to show... You like Joffrey, do you?
I think he's a good egg. I think he could go all the way. I think he might be there at the end.
This is actually... I'm going to end up in hospital.
What do you think? Don't spoiler alert.
All right.
And I like the wildings they put out.
Oh. Okay.
Jon Snow's nosing around.
Jon Snow already found his wildling.
And up at Winterfell.
Yeah.
Right.
One of them's coming into the room and, jeez, crikey.
He ends up marrying her.
Hell, just been going on. Anyway,
all right.
If anyone has watched episode 7, do not come up to me and say anything. So I'm going to watch it tonight.
How many episodes have I got to sit through?
How many seasons?
We've got about 60 more episodes.
Yeah,
it's interesting because there's 7 kings.
Okay, let's go,
Kennedy Malloy. More after this. Stick around.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You've got some big news.
I have. It's been a big show today and I'm very excited tomorrow because we're going to speak with a band member of a band that I loved. Iconic.
Hall & Oates.
No, not Hall & Oates. I'd be happy to speak with both Hall
Air
and
Supply.
Oates. Not Air Supply. Can I play
you?
I think this is one of your favourite songs. Here's a hint.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, oh, the monkeys.
Mickey Dolenz.
What the hell?
Is coming in here live tomorrow at Triple M.
Maybe we could do a duet on this.
Oh.
Got the cowbell?
I can't begin to tell you how excited I am. Growing up with the monkeys, they came to Australia first in 1968, and Australia was so good to the monkeys, and they had worldwide success, as you know. Mm. They were as big as the Beatles and the Rolling Stones at one stage.
Let's not go overboard.
No, I'm not going overboard. I will go overboard.
But they were a made-up band, like for TV.
They were for TV, and they had the Monkeys TV show.
It was a weird show. It was like a comedy show.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Basically, that had one song an episode.
Yes, they did.
All right.
And everybody chased Davy Jones, the heartthrob. Sadly, Davy Jones has passed, and so has Peter Tork.
It'd be pretty easy to catch these days. Davy Jones.
Well, I can't wait, and it will be great.
Be on your best behaviour.
That is going to excite the Triple M audience like there's no tomorrow. Mickey Dolenz live in the studio here on Kennedy Malloy tomorrow.
Oh, well, why not? Does that fit into your brief, does it? Monkeys?
Just make sure you don't put him in Clown of the Week or anything like that and be respectful.
Mate, I love the monkeys.
Are you feeling a little like
worried? No, I feel fine about it.
Are you worried what Mick's going to say, though?
No, I'm not worried at all.
I've got a couple of leading questions
for you
that are controversial.
What would you ask?
Well, I think, who are you?
Mm. He was a child actor, Mickey Dolenz.
Was he?
Yes, before he got into the
Aren't they
monkeys.
All nuts?
No, they're not all
Name
nuts.
Name me a child actor who grew up to be something good.
Well, we'll think of that. Why don't you ask Mickey tomorrow? Mm. You can ask anything you
Drew
like.
Drew Barrymore, she did it right in the end.
What do you mean?
Cuckoo. Hang on.
Hey.
Let's ask your four husbands how that
works. First drink at eight.
Oh, that's true.
Is it the end of the show?
Well, Mickey Dolenz is going to join
Come
us tomorrow.
On. How good will that be? Saw her
face. Oh, that is a classic.
Yeah. I'm a believer. That's Mickey singing lead vocals there. And there as well. That's one of my favourites.
So many great songs. All right, we'll
Sleepy Jean's the one for me.
Yeah,
that's the one. That's my karaoke song. Sleepy Jean. Mickey.
Can it be? Hey, Jodie Foster. There's a good one. My sister just said.
See you tomorrow.
She's not Coco.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.